Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. I am Salad Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you. Welcome. Hey, Brina, welcome. Hey, Black Ninja, welcome, welcome. Frankie, hey, how are you? Welcome. Rush today. Let me upload this outro song. Okay, so today, let's talk about Robin Hood. Last week on one of the shows, we were talking about Robin Hood on the kindness show. You know, does everyone have a little bit of kindness? And Robin Hood came up. I do believe I brought it up, or somehow or another, Robin Hood was working into the show. So hey, fair you. So I want to know, is it okay to steal if it's for a good cause? You know, if, and I'm not just talking about money or food or, I mean, just anything. You know, is stealing ever justified? So that's the question that I have, because some people say that there are some scenarios where stealing is okay, and well, not necessarily okay, but there's a reason. If someone is hungry, is it okay to steal because the end result is that you prevented someone from starving? Is that okay? Is it okay to steal clothes, whether you go into a store and steal clothes, or, you know, if you go into someone's, you know, backyard and take them from their, you know, the clothes are outside hanging out to dry. I don't know if people do that anymore, you know, but I mean, or, you know, if you've gone over a friend's house or whatever, and, you know, you took a pair of their shoes or a shirt or pants, because unbeknownst to them, you or someone else that you know didn't have anything to wear. So what if people went into stores? What if people who were hungry went into stores and said, I'm hungry. I don't have any money. Can I have milk and bread? My family's starving. What are the chances that the manager of that store will give you some food? Father Brian, welcome. I mean, what are the chances that, you know, you will be fed? If you go into McDonald's or any high-end place to eat, whether it be, you know, fast food or a sit-down with tablecloths, a salad, $40, what are the chances? Christian, welcome. What are the chances that the people in the restaurant or that manager or, you know, that person at the counter in McDonald's is going to give you something to eat? Hey, Chill Will, welcome. Welcome back. It has been a minute. So is stealing ever justify, even if you did ask the person if you can have something, they said no, but you took something anyway. You went to the farmer's market. Food is out, you know, for people to purchase, but you swipe a couple apples or whatever. Not because you could, but because you were hungry. The same thing, clothes. Not because you could, but because you needed something to wear. So, see, Fair says, hold on, I missed that. Not in the court of law, maybe in the court of public opinion. And Brina says, it's not right to steal, but there are different levels, stealing for hunger versus stealing a TV would be tough for me to judge on the same level. Father Brian said, I was homeless in my youth. My opinion is skewed. Okay. Okay, but Brina, if you were to go to court, would you be judged on the same level? Would you be judged on the same level? You know, if the jury was listening to why you stole something, why you stole some food because it was hunger, and the judge gave them, you know, okay, so you can't judge this by your personal feelings. You have to judge by the law. How many people on that jury would actually judge by the law and not their let their feelings come into play? The fact that it was hunger over just, I'm just going to steal something because I can, as opposed to stealing the TV. And Father Brian says, I'm still here. I did what that took basically. I'm not understanding that sentence. You know, so I'm going to change it around a little bit. So stealing was living. Okay, so basically you're saying that you had to steal in order to live. So does it ever get to the point that if everyone stole something because they had to survive, would we then have a society with a lot of people saying, well, I had to survive, so therefore I stole. And can I turn that around a little bit? And if you talk about if you kill someone, is murder murder? But then there's that thing called self-defense. Is self-defense justified for killing someone? Is hunger and survival justification for stealing? What if Robin Hood were real? And I'm pretty sure there probably are some. We were talking about on the show the other day, Bonnie and Clyde, you know, they were stealing, you know, they were giving to poor people during the Depression. You know, so what is justified? Is any crime ever truly justified, or has society got us to a point where we look at everything through a tainted lens? Now, one thing that people say that I hear a lot is a lot of stores, when they, at the end of the day, if they have food at their deli or whatever, hot food, whatever, that they didn't sell, they throw it away. And they throw it away because supposedly, it's a health issue if they gave it away. So instead, all this food that is not consumed or purchased gets tossed in the trash. And I have seen some stores where they even lock their trash cans, the outside trash cans, so homeless people cannot go into the trash cans and get food. Is that justified? And Brina says, personally, if I was a judge, I would go soft on someone that stole for hunger. But if you stole a TV because your team made it to the playoffs and you had to see it on a big screen, no. Farrah says, tragically funny how we're the richest nation, yet so many starving. Absolutely. And welcome, Adika Stella. Again, it's the justification thing. You know, we're supposedly, we're the richest nation, yet so many are starving. Are we really that rich? If so many people are starving and homeless, are we really that rich? I personally don't think we are. But that's a whole different topic, you know. But why can't these stores take their unconsumed food, pack it up, and have someone from a shelter come so they can give it to starving and homeless people? And Brina, right. I mean, but the liability for what? Because if you want to say, are you saying liability for food poisoning or something? Okay. So, okay. If someone gets sick, then they can sue. Okay. So if I go and I buy, a 3-piece chicken dinner, or if I buy some deli meat, whatever, and if I get sick, can I sue? Is it different because I paid for it as opposed to you giving it to me? And Christian says, we don't have the same foundation for our standards of justice and morality, so it's hard to see eye to eye. What's good for some is evil for others, and vice versa. Christian, that is so true. You know, because I mean the liability thing, that's just something that I just don't accept because of the fact that you know, I just purchased something, the exact same food that you're about to throw away. Where's the liability? Hey, Minnesota, welcome. Where is the liability? Blunt says, when I was married, I had to pay for 50 cents extra plates due to the contract. I wanted to donate the leftover food to the homeless shelter. I was told it was illegal for them to do so. It messed up. That food went to waste. I mean, you know, I mean, that is messed up. It just makes no sense. So again, I come back to, if someone was stealing something from the deli, even though it'd be hard because you have to get behind the counter or whatever. I'm just saying, someone steals something from the deli. You're going to call the police and have them arrested, the same food that you're going to throw out later that evening. The same food, you know, it just does not make sense to me. It just doesn't. And Father Brian says a paying customer would still sue. Yes, a paying customer would. Father Brian says, we live in a broken system. In many states, it's illegal to collect rainwater in barrels. It's all about profit. Yes, it is. Blunt says she heard about that. I mean, how can you tell me that I can't collect rainwater in my backyard? That's illegal. It's not justified. It's not justified for me to get rainwater so I can, you know, water my plants later on that summer or whatever. What if my water's turned off? You know, I can't have water that I can boil. I mean, I'm just saying. Christian says, I've had to ask myself if I'd be okay being the victim of someone's theft. Am I okay with people stealing even if I'm the one getting stolen from, or am I just okay when it's stolen from someone else? That's a good point. Very, very good point. And it is, and it is crazy. So, okay, so let's talk about what Christian just said about being the victim of a theft. If you were one-on-one victim of a theft. Now, if someone is, you know, knocking you upside the head because they want your lunch, I would have a problem with that. But you have a lot of homeless people who do ask people straight out, can I have something to eat? Father Brian says, someone slept in our van every night last winter. When I found out, I left it unlocked with a blanket inside. And that was nice. Now, if you're talking about someone who's stealing, you know, your Amazon off your, you know, porch and off, you know, by your front door, that's another thing. You know, or you've seen the video of the Amazon delivery girl who was delivering a package and someone jumped in her truck and drove off. No. Pure unadulterated kindness. I love it, says Blunt to Father Brian. You know, so If it's not hurting me to give, nobody will ever suffer. I mean, so again, it comes back to, is stealing justified? No matter what it is, if it's for a good reason. But will people abuse that reason? Because we all know that the courts are not fair. The courts are not fair. Why are you going to fire me, you know, if I, you know, work at a place where at the end of my shift, I want to take some food that I know is going to go to waste and give it to someone who is hungry. Brian says, courts are for profit, prisons are for profit. Kindness says it all. And Blunt says, it depends on the situation. So is there a difference if a child steals because they're hungry as opposed to an adult stealing for the same reason? Hunger is hunger. Should that adult get a harsher sentence than the child? Because they are older, but they're still hungry. And Father Brian says, no, people should have shelter and food. Stealing for food shouldn't be punished. So what if you steal shelter? What if you steal shelter? And I know we talked about squatters a couple of shows back, but what if you steal for shelter? Fair says stealing is stealing, although I don't discourage people having to do to take care of them and their family. If they're hungry and stealing, I'll hold the door open. Squatters live around me. They have everyone. They leave everyone be. Got no issue with it. But Father Brian, if you are, fair. That's what I was about to say. If you're breaking into someone's house, I have issue with it. Now, if you're living in an abandoned place, when I say abandoned, meaning no one knows who owns it, I don't have an issue with that. But if I go on vacation and I come back and someone's living in my house, or I go out of town on business and I'm gone for an extended period of time, or if I, you know, I'm in the service or something and I come back and you're in my house, I have a problem with that. I have a problem if I just move out of a house and I'm going to rent it out and you're living in my house. And do squatters really let everyone be? If they're, okay, here's another one. If they're stealing electricity from the neighbor, or even if they're stealing it, you know, from the pole, whatever. They get up on the pole and they steal it. So again, you know, is stealing shelter the same as stealing food? And again, on the clothing side. If you steal clothes because you have nothing to wear, is that worse than stealing food? People can say, well, you shouldn't have to go hungry, but you can walk around without any shoes. You can walk around without any shirt, pants. Hey, crazy. You know, so once again, is stealing shelter, stealing food, stealing clothing, is it ever okay? And I want to throw in one other curve here. You know, somebody passed away and they've been gone for a while. Is it okay to steal their identity? I mean, they're dead. They're not here. Who are you hurting? Blunt says no. Brina says no. Christian's like, nope. Who are you hurting? But they're gone. Christian says people's names mean something. Yes, they do. Just like people's homes mean something if someone's squatting. Maybe that shirt you stole was a favorite shirt of somebody because their mother made it for them. I don't know. So is it ever justified to steal anything, even though you have a reason? And if you get to the court system, if your situation gets to the court system, will the court even care? And if you're stealing for a reason, because you're in need, should the sentence be relatively light? Because there are some people who have gone to prison for a long time for stealing a slice of pizza, even if it was on a 3-strike thing. So let's talk about that for a moment. Let's talk about the 3-strike thing. Let's see. Ryan says universal basic income would solve the entire issue. Blunt says you could, in theory, affect the deceased person's family's finances. This is true, but that's not profitable. Fair says, yeah, now still stealing, very difficult to justify. Is one thing to justify to person or to a judge jury. See, Ferris says nonviolent crime shouldn't get prison jail time, in my opinion. Okay, Ferris, so you're saying nonviolent crimes shouldn't get a person jail time. So let's say we're on the three strikes law. First time you stole because you were hungry. The second time you stole because you were starving. The third time you stole, it was like, I'm sorry, I just have to get something to eat. And you were picked up. Do you go to jail? Or does society make it where you go someplace where you go here every day and they'll give you a meal? Is the problem solved? Yeah, well, it's supposed to be fair. for baseball. Christian says, if someone steals your car, even in a nonviolent way, should they go to jail or your money? Three-strike laws are unconstitutional, hence it's only state by state. Well, Christian, now if someone steals your car, you know, it's almost like back in the old West, you know, you steal somebody's horse, that was a hanging offense. You know, you just didn't steal someone's horse. That was like your horse was your livelihood. So your car, for some people, it's like, even though it's nonviolent, I need my car to get to work. If I don't work, I don't get paid. If I don't get paid, I'm like literally one paycheck away from my landlord kicking me out, or the bank coming and taking my house, or I don't eat. So even though your car was just sitting out front and someone stole it, not like they carjacked you or anything, should they go to jail? If someone steals your money, they don't put a gun to your head. They don't physically take it from you. Let's say you were at work. You left your wallet at your desk. You left your wallet, you know, in your purse. Your purse was sitting there. It wasn't locked up, but you know who took it, you know, and they found out that it was, you know, so-and-so took it, your coworker. Do you get locked up? I mean, you could have just cashed a check. Again, you were going shopping. You need to feed your family. Do you get locked up? Hey, son, welcome. Fair says, stealing is a nonviolent. See, in my opinion, stealing is a nonviolent crime. It shouldn't come with a hefty prison term. The repetitiveness of it, yeah, maybe eventually can land you in jail. But in my opinion, too many people in jail already. Barrett says carjacking introduces violence in a sense. If you're carjacking someone, I'm sorry. To me, you go to jail. You know, because that's, I mean, carjacking. I mean, you're going to get it because you're being violent. Either you're snatching somebody out the car, or, you know, or you're putting a gun to their head, or in some aggressive way, you're telling them they have to give their car to you. You know, but again, I say, if your car is just sitting in front of your house and they steal it, you know, that's huge. You are taking someone's livelihood when you take their car. I mean, in some places, you know, it's like you need your car. So is the justification ever there? Is the justification really ever there to steal, or is the justification ever there for it to be justified? You know, but one thing that I do definitely think, and again, I don't want to hear the liability thing, is just so ridiculous to me on so many levels. Hey, Power Girl. When a store or a restaurant or a market, when they throw away food, unconsumed food, the liability, that is that whole argument is just so incredibly ridiculous to me, because just like I said, I could have just bought something and had gotten sick, and I can sue just as fast as that person that you're concerned about supposedly consuming the food. Hoover and Manchester. No, TQ, it isn't. Let's see, Fair says, yeah, you don't know what you're taking from someone when you take something from someone. How do you really know they need it more than you? That's a good point. TQ says, Brina, speaking of cars, you remember that gas station I jumped? That, well, somebody got killed 11 p.m. on the 3rd. Wow. Let's see. Christian says, in my opinion, it doesn't matter if someone needs something more than you. They have no right to my family's things. Doesn't mean we can't help someone else out and be generous, but that generosity should come from my free will. Okay. Okay. You know, and you know, you don't know if someone needs something more than you. I mean, I've had people say to me, well, you don't need it. You don't know what I need. Just like I don't know what you need. But when you do take something from someone else, if you were to come into someone's home and you were to, you know, steal something from them, you need a winter coat. So you open up the door and you see, well, there are 5 winter coats in here. Maybe that winter coat has sentimental value. Maybe it doesn't. You know, but I still say on the hunger issue, how many stores would really, or eating places, would really give you something to eat if you asked for it? How many managers or people at the market will really give you food if you said that you were hungry? Blunt says, I left my purse at a restaurant once and went back. It was gone. On an offshoot, I went to Lost and Found that it was there, but the money, my money was gone. I was devastated and angry. If you're going to be nice enough to turn it in, why not be all the way nice and leave it alone? Wow. Father Brian says, no corporation will give something for nothing. And that is messed up. So what about that? You know, if you found a wallet, how many people would take the money, leave the cash and your ID and whatever, and they turn that in, or they just toss it to the side? But they'll take the cash. I mean, I've been in situations where I found money laying on the ground. I picked it up. I'm not going to lie. Blunt says, I turn it all in. You never know what the purpose of that money was. You're right. You're right. When I say I've literally found money, I'm talking about literally walking down the street, and because I have a habit of looking down, and I am one of those people. I see a penny, I pick it up, you know, whatever. That's supposed to be luck and what have you. But that is how I have found money. Father Brian says theft or crime against individual citizens is no good for me. Corporations, if me and mine are in need, that's catch me if they can. Crazy says, makes a conscious effort to find the owners of anything you find. Okay. All right. TQ says, that's true too, but some people feel they need to be compensated for doing a good deed. Hell, most people feel that feel that way, but it's still messed up because it's true with what Blunt says. You never know what the money was intended for. This is true. This is true. So is it still true? I know it was like this years and years and years ago. I don't know if it still is. If you find money or whatever and you turn it in, if no one claims it within 30 days, if you, you know, then you go back and law enforcement will give it back to you. Okay, Blunt says, I believe that's how it's supposed to work. How it's supposed to work. So how do I know? How do I know that this wallet that I turned in that, you know, Blunt lost, and I go to law enforcement, I go down to the station, I found this wallet, blah, 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 I was here, you know, whatever, and I'm turning it in, you know, they take my information, whatever, I keep checking, did someone pick it up, did someone pick it up? No, 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 no. So how do I know that law enforcement doesn't take it? Christian says, when you steal from a business, you steal from employees of that business too. Or how do you know if law enforcement even has it? I mean, that's true. You know, so, I mean, so Christian, when you say, when you steal from business, you steal from the employees of that business. So again, I say, if I were hungry and I went into a store and I said, may I please have milk and bread? And you tell me no. If that employee or manager were to give me that milk and bread, is that taking from that business, from the people that work there? Is that taking from them? Is that manager gonna have to pay for that out of his own pocket, out of his paycheck? Tiju says they wonder why they charge for barbecue sauce. They're charging for barbecue sauce and any other sauce now because they can. Because they can. If they give it to you, it's not stealing. Okay. And don't get me started on employees in stores and this self-serve crap that is going on. That's a whole different topic, a whole different show. But, hey, Power Girl, did I say hi to you? I apologize if I did or did not. I'm just questioning. What is stealing? What is justifiable? And that's when I brought the whole murder thing. Is murder ever justified? Christian says, if someone is willing to take a loss for your sake, that's awesome. But if it's their stuff, they should have a choice to do with it what they please. Same, if it was your stuff, you should have a say in it. Okay. So the food that the restaurant throws out every night and I go into the garbage can to get it, is that stealing once it's been thrown outside in the garbage can out back in the alley or whatever? I say no too, Brina, but you have a lot of places that do not want you going through their garbage at all. They want you hands off. So you have something called justifiable homicide, but is there justifiable stealing? Ferris says at some point garbage could be accessible if it isn't on private property. But okay, Ferris, so let's say that it is. Let's say that for Thanksgiving, I threw away all my leftovers. My garbage cans are inside my fence. A homeless person or a hungry person comes by and they smell it, you know, or they, you know, whatever, they saw me do it. They jumped my fence, went through my garbage can, took the leftovers, didn't do anything else. They didn't make a mess or anything, jumped back over the fence and left. Is that stealing? TQ says that just means you have the opportunity to justify your actions later. It is still stealing. If it's on private property, that's trespassing and stealing. Oh, like Martin did with the pie on live. So, but is it justifiable stealing? If that garbage can is on private property of a restaurant and I'm hungry, my family is hungry. They have not eaten in days. We're all about to pass out. And I go on, and yes, it's private property, but is it justified? Is that justifiable stealing? And TQ says technically it's stealing. But I had just gone, let's say I had just gone up to this restaurant, you know, and they kicked me out because I said, do you have any food to spare? Get out. No, I have no food to spare. But yet they're throwing spare food in the trash. I mean, they can say whatever they want. I mean, is their food and it's their right. But when you go to court, should a court really put you in jail or fine you or something because you were hungry? But if I kill someone in self-defense, it could be, because there are a lot of people who kill in self-defense and they're sitting in jail. It could be considered justifiable homicide. Farrah says, I think a lot of theft is justifiable, but none of it makes it legal and technically stealing, although I'm all for it. See, son, you say now if this was on the sidewalk, it would be a different story. Correct, then it's not private property. I feel this, right? I mean, you know, there's just so many, using crazy's term, variables. You know, what is truly justifiable? Bear says, I'm not with Celino and Barnes. This is not legal advice. Loopholes, TQ says. Oh, started singing the song. You know, I don't know. There are a lot of hungry people out there. You know, and like Christian said earlier that, you know, we're supposed to be the richest nation on earth, but, you know, we have all these homeless people, all these people that are starving. And we have so many millions of pounds of food that go to waste every single year just because, you know, legally, you could sue me. but I just bought something from the same bowl and got sick, but I paid for it. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of homeless people would take the chance on getting sick as long as it made them feel full for one night. See, TQ says, me personally, it's justifiable to me when it becomes a situation of eye for an eye scenario. Okay. Barry says, yes, too many hungry people shouldn't be this way, but that's capitalism for you. Brian says, when I was in that situation, justification for people with options. You do yes. Son says, and I know two wrongs don't make a right, but eye for an eye is basically, to me, you're going to feel what I felt. Okay. So should the term justifiable be removed, period? I mean, a lot of people can justify a lot of things that they do. People say things and they can justify the things that they say. They can justify, you know, the way that they behave. You know, your kid does something in school, gets in trouble. Your kid is coming home saying, but mom, but dad, you know, the teacher did this or he did that. So I did. They're justifying their actions. TQ says two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, you know, do you turn the other cheek when someone slaps you? Or do you turn, or do you slap them back? Is that justified? You hit me, I'm hitting you back. What do you do? I grew up with a father who said, you know, girls don't fight. I grew up with a mother who said, if someone hits you, you turn around, you try to slap the shit out of them. You know, so I chose the latter, you know, so. What do you do? The CTU says, I know, see, that's another topic, I guess. But when does something immoral becomes more morally justifiable? I'm a respond to that. Christian says, might be controversial, but everyone has a responsibility to take care of their household first. It's not my primary responsibility to look after someone else before my own family. Again, if I can help someone else, I'm all for it. I'd love to help any way I can, but before I know, my family is taken care of. Okay. Father Brian says, sure, but I only have two checks. Third time is not free. You know, okay, so TQ says, but what if something immoral become morally justifiable? When someone slaps you and you turn around, you slap them back. That's morally justifiable. I mean, you know, so what about that person? And I know, I'm going to assume that a lot of people have worked with someone like this. The person who you're at work, you bring your lunch, you put it in the refrigerator, you have your name marked on your lunch. It may not even be in a brown paper bag with your name on it. It could be in your own lunch bag or your own lunch carton, whatever. It's yours. Your name is on it. You go to lunch, you're thinking about that leftover spaghetti or that leftover chili that you had last night, whatever, and you go in there and it's gone. Or somebody has eaten part of your food. Christian, you know what I'm talking about. You know, don't touch my food. Okay, I guess I got one because, yes, my answer says, okay. to Houston, you just opened up another topic there. You know, but what do you do with that person? I mean, are they just hungry, so they're going through everybody's food, or are they just greedy and they're just you know, is it justifiable for me to you know, what the hell are you doing eating my food? And that's happened at my job before, not to me personally. Well, this happened to me a couple of times, and when I found out who it was, they did not do it again. Okay, so let's talk about what TQ says. Is rape justified by murder? Brina, I'm not going to give you my lunch if I'm hungry. If I'm thinking about that leftover spaghetti, I'm hungry. I'm eating it. TQ. I would have to say yes. Because you're physically assaulting someone. You don't know if, you don't know how that rape is going to end. You don't know if it's going to end with the person trying to strangle you or kill you, stab you, whatever. You're being physically assaulted. You are protecting yourself. My opinion. No, Brina, we're not going to split it. No, Brina, we are not going to split it. And if it's spaghetti that I made, we definitely not gonna split because I make good spaghetti. So I'm just, Fair says, wouldn't that be a self-defense situation? I'm going to have to change my topic for tomorrow and make self-defense my topic for tomorrow, because this can go a whole lot of different ways, and I have a lot to say on self-defense and rape and other assault crimes. So... my tomorrow's topic that I was going to post, I'll do that one next Monday. So y'all always giving me topics for my show. Juan says, Rena, you're not giving up food. You're a tourist. Stop playing. Thank you for outing her blunt. Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm just gonna tell you, doesn't matter what zodiac sign you are, if it's my food and it's my lunch and I plan on eating it, you know, at my lunch time, and I put it in the community refrigerator with my name on it, you better not take it. I mean, even here at home, if my name is on it, don't touch it. It's mine. Unless I say you can have it. I'm one of those people who can put stuff in the fridge and put my name on it, and it'll stay there. It'll stay there. I mean, not leftover food, but if it's like on something unopened in a package or something to drink, or whatever, I'll have my name. I'll say, don't touch it, it's mine, you know, and a couple of months ago pass. When are you going to drink that? Don't worry about it. I know it's there. When I'm ready to consume it, I will. So, Brina, don't touch my food. Brina says, only if someone was hungry, I really wouldn't want it, though. You know me too well. Oh, Lord. So... But anyway, guys, Tiki says, that's crazy. Y'all talking about this. I seen something on Worldstar on this. This girl coworker kept taking her food. So she made a sandwich and put a condom in there and recorded them eating her sandwich. And he took a bite. Another other condom realized what he was eating and started gagging. Ghost pepper and soup for the lunch theme. Yeah, that ghost pepper. Well, you know, I mean, you know, you take your chances when you eat other people's food. When you eat other people's food, you take your chances. And a lot of people who to me, my opinion, I could be wrong, but people who work someplace and they're eating their coworkers' food, it's like either you're too lazy to make your own lunch or I don't know. Do they not have any money to get their own lunch? You know, yet they come to work dressed very well, whatever. So, you know, why are you taking somebody else's lunch? And it just got to the point where I just even, you know, at that particular place, I just stopped putting my food in the fridge. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And my whole thing is, why do you want to eat somebody else's food? I don't want to eat someone else's food. I don't know, you know, how people make their food. I don't know what's going on in your house in terms of sanitary conditions and what have you. I don't want to eat somebody else's food. I don't do the potluck thing. When people say, oh, we're going to have potluck, y'all potluck all you want to. I'm bringing my own food. I'm going to sit over here in the corner and don't ask me for nothing. I don't want yours and you're not getting mine. You know, so. You says, amen. Christian says, I give Brina my sandwich, but she probably wants salad spaghetti more. I do have spaghetti on my mind now. I'm telling y'all, I make some good spaghetti. My spaghetti's good. Oh, boy. That talk to Texas. Oh, Lord. So, but anyway. Okay, y'all. So, tomorrow, I am going to bring up Sun's topic. And fair about self-defense. We'll have that chat tomorrow. But anyway, you guys, that's it. This will let me know if you, this will let me know if you do what you put in your spaghetti. TQ, I'm telling you, my spaghetti is good. My spaghetti is really, really good. Really good. So, hello, thank you, Brina. I have a good show because you guys make it a good show. Y'all didn't come, I'd be sitting here talking to myself. So, you know, and that's the truth. So, all right. So, I am going to leave you telling me and actually trying two different stories. You're right. You're right. You're right. But see, TQ, unlike some people who will rename nameless, I am willing to, you know, especially since we are fairly close, even though you laugh at where I live, but hey, that's That's okay. You know, I'll even do you one. When we meet, which I do plan on doing, I will actually bring you some, because I'm telling you, I make good spaghetti. I make really good spaghetti. So, but again, we won't name names, you know. So, we will not go there. We will not go there. So, but yes, I will let you have some of my spaghetti, and I will tell you, even though I have three dogs, my dogs are not allowed in my kitchen. I'm one of those people who are constantly cleaning and sterilizing and all that other stuff. So you're not going to find dog hair or anything else or that, not anything unwanted in my food. So. Crazy. Oh, Ferris says, be careful. Sunday dinners will be at your place. Well, fair. I do have my rules about my house. So, you know, like I said, unless y'all are spending the night, y'all will be outside. Oh, boy. I know. Isn't it lovely? Isn't it lovely that Fair said that Sunday dinners was going to be at his place? Oh, boy. Y'all funny. All right, so I'm going to leave y'all with Miss Angela Beaufil, one of my favorite artistes, and I Try.
Best I can for you, but it seems it's not enough, and you know I care even when you're not there. Thank you.
Well, everyone, that's it. I hope you enjoy your day and evening, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.